Happy Saturday, folks. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Yeah, another Saturday has come and gone. What, the second Saturday after the elections? And you know, you heard it here first, and it really was first. All the talking heads on TV, it didn't matter which station, which cable news outlet, which newspaper, they were all saying, oh, you know, they're going to pick the low-hanging fruit. Congress and the president are going to work together on the easy things that they can mostly agree on, and yada, yada, yada. And I think that this commentator told you it wasn't going to happen. This president is not interested in working with anybody. He never has been. This is not a new phenomena. Barack Obama is who he is. If you've read his books and you look into the words, you close your eyes and feel the emotions as he penned those words, or as his friend Bob Ayers penned those words as Barry dictated them, you'll know that this man is, number one, a narcissist. Number two, an ideologue. Number three, whatever happened to him psychologically, emotionally, with the admittedly screwed up childhood he had, with the communistic teachings of his mother and his grandparents in Hawaii, with the Marxist, really true and true Marxist leanings of his father, with the bitter racial, shall we say, animus that was instilled in him, even from afar, since he barely saw him, by his father. His attendance at a madrasa, a Muslim school in Indonesia, when his mother remarried to a Muslim. This man is who he is. Leopards do not change their spots. Some time ago, I told you a little story about the frog and the scorpion. I'm going to repeat it here very briefly. There's a frog, and he's sitting on the banks of the river. The sun is shining, and the river is sparkling. And from behind a rock crawls this big scorpion. And the frog jumps back. Don't sting me. Don't sting me. The scorpion goes, easy, man, easy. I'm not going to sting you. I want to get across the river. And if I sting you, I'm going to drown. And the frog thinks about it. He goes, yeah, that makes sense. Hop on my back. And when they're in the middle of the raging torrents of the river, the scorpion stings the frog. And with its last gasp as it's swept beneath the waters, the frog cries out, but why? Why did you sting me? And with its last gasp, the scorpion replies, because it's my nature. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we have in a president who, if not Muslim, is Muslim sympathizing to the extreme, is perhaps, as he was called by Ben Stein, in a rare moment of honesty by Ben Stein, the worst racist in the country and the most racist president we have ever had, aided and abetted, I might add, by his Attorney General, Eric Holder, and about to be aided and abetted by his new Attorney General pick, Loretta Lynch. I have some articles today on Loretta Lynch, the associations she's had in the past, anti-Semitic, anti-white. The mainstream media is trying to whitewash her. I don't know if that's a pun or not. But the bottom line is, this woman is every bit as radical as Eric Holder. And perhaps even more dangerous. This president now is, of course, moving ahead with his unilateral amnesty decree. I talked about that last week. If you didn't listen to that show, please do. I mean, he created an impossible condition. If the Congress doesn't pass it by Christmas, and of course Congress only meets for like 4 weeks, between now, I think it's 20 days, between now and Christmas, and it's a lame duck Congress, right? The Senate is changing control. And the current immigration proposal will never be passed by the House as it currently exists. He knows that he has set an impossible bar. And when that impossible bar is not cleared by Congress, he will then seize it as, they can't get anything done, so I'm doing it. Rather than, as you and I would do, as any rational person with the, should we say, spirit of the country and the security of the country at mind, and concern for jobs, jobs for Americans, real American citizens, or legal aliens. You know, there are millions of legal aliens, folks who are trying to do the right thing, who have gone through all the steps. Instead, he's going to try and twist that as they do. We're going to talk about that in a moment, too, because this is pervasive. It's on all subjects, all matters, all topics, including health care. He's going to try and twist that into the foundation of why he had to act unilaterally. But I want you to understand something. His upcoming actions on immigration, which he could have passed, which he could have signed any time in the last 6 years, which he could have passed with an all-Democratic House and an all-Democratic Senate for the 2 years that he had them. This is about, number one, taking America down a peg, because it will weaken the fabric of America, American law, and the Constitution. This is about redistribution. The folks he is going to legalize, and by the way, I don't care if they're white, blue, red, yellow, green, or whatever. That's not the point. But they happen to be brown-skinned. And he is redistributing wealth by giving them American status, which affords them fingers in the pie of welfare, jobs, and health care. Did you know that the Democrats, I guess they just didn't listen in the election. I asked you guys to throw them all out. You people up in New Hampshire, what are you thinking? Just what are you thinking? And you people in Louisiana, you have an election coming up December 6th. Murray Landrieu is the lowest, well, not as low as Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Barry, Eric, and Minions. But she is, shall we say, second lowest to the low. This is a woman who supported Barack Obama 97% of the time. And now suddenly, she's seen the light. Right. In the meantime, she doesn't vote for Harry Reid when she comes back to Washington a week ago for Senate Majority Leader and make sure it's all through the press, knowing full well that Harry Reid's going to be reelected as now Senate Minority Leader anyway, so her vote was a throwaway. And Harry Reid's PAC is doing a lot of the funding for her election raising, for her election expenditures in Louisiana for the December 6th runoff. I mean, are we that stupid? Get rid of her. And too bad we didn't get rid of Shaheen. In fact, too bad we didn't get rid of all of them. Look, I have said for years that this presidency, this administration, all the people that he has managed to place in his shadow government throughout the agencies and departments who do his bidding and share his ideologies and his inherent dislike of America, the American people, and shall we say the middle class, all these people have one thing in mind, and it is not your security, health, and welfare. And everything they do is built on lies. There is no exception to this. Zero. They lie to us about the economy. They manipulate the unemployment numbers. The real unemployment numbers are double or triple what the government puts out. Go to realstatistics.com. You should check that site once a week for the real scoop. They lie to us about the Iranian nuclear arms agreement, which, by the way, he's going to also try and do unilaterally. Hopefully that's going to be kind of shoved into a crack somewhere where it needs to be shoved by the new Senate and the new Congress. Otherwise, Iran's going to have a bomb, or Iran's going to be taken out by nuclear weapons by Israel. Either event, not being good for the United States, our economy, or our health, safety, and welfare. But, you know, we're spreading the wealth. In this case, the wealth of nuclear power. After all, in Barry's mind, we have bombs. Why shouldn't they have bombs? Not to mention his intense, real dislike for Israel and the Jews. And if you doubt that, look at the way he's treated Netanyahu, treated Israel, and conversely, treated Iran and Muslim terrorists, workplace violence. And if you really doubt that, take a look at his nomination, Loretta Lynch. Read the articles down below. And while you're reading these articles, check especially the scandal portion of articles this week. Because in talking about lies to the American people, I said from the very beginning, the very first second, that Obamacare was being sold based on a pack of lies. Did I read the entire bill? No. Did I read large portions of it that pertain to the individual mandate, whether or not you keep your doctor? Yes. And though the language is, as you will listen to the architect of Obamacare admit, in no less than four separate videos, at four separate occasions, speaking to four separate congregations, shall we say, of fellow liberals and academians. The guy's name is Gruber. You may have heard something about him on the news by now, even though the mainstream media is deathly quiet. By the way, that's another institution that needs to be cleaned out. You know, the founding fathers, I don't want to say they set up the media, but they allowed the media latitude in the Constitution because they figured that the media, by its nature, would keep politicians honest or expose them if they weren't. Unfortunately, the mainstream media no longer does that. And there's something like 17 million Americans, plus or minus, that only get their news from the mainstream media. Maybe more. Mainstream media has run barely a story. Several channels have run no story on Gruber. This is an admission now in these videos. Take a look once again at the scandal portion of this show, the scandal portion of the articles that accompany this show. And you can listen to this man, this progressive. Remember, progressives are communists. This progressive, this elitist snob who doesn't give a damn about the American people, who met with Nancy Pelosi on these same matters, even though she's tried to lie about it. There's videos of her spouting his stuff and meeting with him. And Harry Reid. And visited the White House, including direct meetings with the President of the United States, 9 times before passage of the bill and what was being written. who was, as you're going to find out in upcoming weeks, instrumentally involved in telling Democrats the truth while they lied to you. Mary Landrieu, folks in Louisiana, kick her out. You folks in New Hampshire, you left a liar in office. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Maybe you folks up there deserve what you get. I don't know. But it's unfathomable. You have a man. I really want you to listen to these videos. You have to. It's almost unbelievable. He calls us stupid repeatedly. He explains that, you know, the common American has no economic reality. They just don't understand economics. He gloats over taxes that he lied to Congress about, by the way, about not being taxes. That the president lied to us in 2009. There's Googles that you can do of his videos back then, spouting the exact same line Gruber is now, because Gruber gave it to him, about how there is no tax. There is no this, there is no that, Obamacare, you won't lose your doctor, blah, 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 blah. Look, we know all the lies. Up to this point, we have merely said, those are lies. The other side has said, no, they're not. Now we have the evidence, the admission by the guy who was instrumental in crafting the law, or should I say, telling Max Baucus, another Democratic senator from Montana, no less, how to craft the law. No wonder Baucus resigned. It's all right there. And he has the audacity to go on. He won't go on any shows that are going to ask him tough questions. He goes on PBS in Boston. And he goes on MSNBC with some unknown disc jockey there who has a viewing followership of like 150,000 people. I mean, more people than that listen to this radio show. And tries to say, oh, well, you know, it was a mistake. It was a spico. A spico, you know, like a typo, but a typo of the mouth. Except after that, more and more videos come out. Over the course of a long period of time, this is exactly what this guy thought. This is exactly what he told the administration to say. They lapped it up like lapdogs. And the whole point was to foist a lie on the American people and get this passed. We've talked about all the reasons. None of them having to do with your health, by the way. None of them having to do with covering the uninsured. Certainly none of them having to do with free abortion. That was just the eye candy. That was the gimme, 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 free, free, free candy they used to sugarcoat the lie that they were sending your way. Any health care bill can have those things. Let me tell you a little bit more about this Gruber guy. And you can listen, and please, please do. Don't take my word for it. It is black, white, and audio and visual for your entertainment pleasure. He admits they lied about the healthy pay for the unhealthy. He admits they lied about the young pay for the old. He goes so far as to say in one video that it wasn't transparent at all. That transparency would have been the enemy of this bill, that it wouldn't have passed. And that transparency is a bad thing in politics. You know, the means justifies the end, a la Saul Alinsky. Handbook for Radicals. He calls the American public uneducated, stupid, and says that their understanding of economics is woefully deficient. He had 9 meetings with Obama in the Obama White House in 2009. By the way, the same time the president started coming out with the same talking points as this guy. He repeatedly lied to Congress and the public. Including the public, by the way, on Fox News, where he was on several times trying to justify the law with these same pack of lies that he now admits were lies. He quotes John Kerry in one of these tapes, the one where he gloats over the fact that we're too stupid to understand this is a tax. He quotes John Kerry and praises John Kerry for saying the American people will not understand that a 40% tax on insurance companies for Cadillac healthcare plans, which some of you still have, some of you want to have, and you have the right to have, you know, plans that have very low deductibles that cover everything, and you pay for them. There's a 40% tax on those now. And John Kerry was gloating about the fact that if you tax the insurance companies 40% on those plans, it'll seem like you're taxing the big, mean insurance companies. And the American people are too stupid to understand that that tax on the insurance companies will be reflected in the price of premiums, a la, therefore, a tax on the individual, that's us, policyholder. So that's our Secretary of State. Excuse me. No wonder Barack Obama chose him as Secretary of State. He obviously can't get anything done on the international scene, and he's obviously preoccupied with global warming, which he calls, in the face of ISIS, Ebola, you name it, Russia, we're going to talk about that in a moment too, Russia, which he calls the greatest threat to mankind. Wow, John, guess, let me give you a news flash. If we all die because we don't have health care, or we all die because of biological weapons, or we all die because of a nuclear holocaust, or many of us die in huge terror attacks, global warming doesn't matter. You got it? Wow. So you see, folks, this is pervasive. It runs through everything. It runs through the Democratic senators, many of whom were fortunately defeated, and unfortunately, in many cases, barely defeated. What are people thinking? Are people thinking? Is Gruber correct? Wow. Scary. Scary. Congratulations, by the way, Colorado, for kicking out Udall. An Obama kiss-ass senator who threw the people of Colorado under the bus. Good for you. I think Cory Gardner is going to be a good man for you. It's one of the more impressive elections of this last cycle. And congratulations up there in Alaska to Dan Sullivan. Finally eked out a victory. 8,000 votes, folks. It's 8,000 plus or minus votes that put Alaska in the red column for the Senate. You don't think your vote matters? Your vote matters. And shame on you, because I'm sure some of you listening, shame on you if you didn't vote. Shame on you. And for those of you who are listening, and I know there's libs that listen to this, actually, that's an insult to libs. Liberals, as I've said many times, are people who really do believe in kumbaya, but still have respect for the other side, opinions on the other side, would for the most part not try to enforce their will on others. I mean, they are truly the soft souls. And God bless them. They're entitled to their opinions and their thoughts. Progressives, on the other hand, those folks, which the government is now run by, the Senate is still permeated with, and the House to a lesser degree, the federal judicial bench now has many more of, and who run and control all the departments and agencies under Obama, his shadow government, that they're a different breed. As Gruber said, you don't know what's good for you. We know what's good for you. And if we have to lie to you to get it, it's good for you. Because we say so. I'd love to know if Gruber is enrolled in the Obama exchange, right? The Obamacare exchange. I'd bet you dollars to donuts he's not. In fact, if you really got into that bill, we paid him, that's you and me, paid this man $400,000 on one contract, and in the process of paying several hundred thousand more on another contract, all inked by the White House, by the way, to lie to us. I think at the least, although he ought to go to jail for fraud, and I have long said this whole thing was a fraud, criminal fraud. At the very least, this guy ought to write a check back to the United States. That's you and me, don't you think? I don't think I gave approval for somebody to be paid $600,000-ish of my money to lie to me. Yet that's what he was hired for, specifically. Does that piss you off or what? It doesn't make me happy. So look, not only is Obama, because of his narcissistic personality and his ideology, which I've discussed on many occasions and previously in this show, not only is Obama going to do his little amnesty thing, but he's already said that he's going to veto the Keystone Pipeline. This was one of those pieces of low-hanging fruit that all the talking heads on all the channels said, oh, Congress, the new Congress and the president can agree on this. This president doesn't agree with Congress on anything except the most superficial things and only for political reasons because they don't matter. Only so you can say, well, I agreed with him on X, Y, and Z. You know, calling elephants gray, whatever stupid thing it might have to be. This president will agree with Congress on nothing. He will try and do it all on his own. He is, in fact, going to try and create that civil war in the Republican Party. And if you don't think if you think the Democratic Party heard the message this last Tuesday, and again in December 2010, unfortunately not in 2012. Think again, folks. They didn't hear squat. You know why? Because they don't care what you think. They don't care what you said. They don't care how you vote. That's not what they care about. And all the talking heads and all the channels talk about, well, I'm sure Obama will be fairly reasonable because of his legacy. Folks, my God. After 8 years of this man, six of them in the presidency, but eight in the national spotlight, after him telling you himself, judge me by who I associate by, you know, John Kerry, Eric Holder, Lynch. By the way, did I call her Loretta Lynch earlier in this show? Must be a Freudian slip. I wish. Anyway, his new proposal for age, his new proposed gal for Attorney General of the United States. They don't care about their legacy, folks. Not in the way you and I think. You see, their legacy is to fundamentally transform the United States. He warned you up front. He warned us all up front, except we didn't quite believe the, quote, words fundamental transformation. We didn't understand what they meant, and he didn't tell us. The information was out there. The 20 years he sat in Reverend Wright's church, his own books, his previous speeches, his conduct in the Illinois State House. But nobody listened. Nobody thought. And you know what? There's still those who don't think. There's still those who think that this guy seriously is like any other president we've ever had. And he's going to be concerned with his legacy of leaving America better. You understand that in his view, both of America and the world, a weakened America, a weakened middle class, a strengthened rest of the world, is the legacy he wants to leave. It's the legacy that the progressives, who now control absolutely the Democratic Party, and I'm going to give you proof in a moment, I've been saying it for years, who are communists, and you can go back in the archives and listen to those listen to those interviews with national figures on progressivism, folks who studied it intensely and wrote books. Just as you can, by the way, go back in the archives and listen to my four national interviews on Obamacare in the light of this smug admission by Mr. Gruber in the scandal section of the articles. Legacy to them is not legacy to you or to the talking heads. Understand that clearly, which is why he has already said he's going to veto the Keystone Pipeline. Now, I think there's enough votes in Congress, in the new Congress, to actually override the veto. And there may be on other things as well. We shall see. And where's the Army on this? Hey, Army, can't you relieve the commander-in-chief of his command? I mean, I'm not much for kind of acting outside the Constitution, but I don't think it is. I think the oath you swore, from enlist a man on up to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, really applies in this case. You know, install Joe Biden the same day. Keeps the chain of command just as the Constitution envisioned it, and try Barry for treason or criminal fraud where it comes to Obamacare and a host of other frauds. I mean, what are you guys doing? Are you asleep at the switch? Isn't that ultimately your function? And I don't mean to depose leaders that you don't agree with. It's very clear. Leaders who undermine and subvert the Constitution are an enemy of the Constitution. They are an enemy of your oath. What exactly does it take for you folks to see this? And where would you be if there was an uprising by the common man? All interesting questions. Listen, we're about to have 5 million people, give or take, and added to our population. I mean, they're already here in reality. But they're about to be added to the welfare rolls, the child credit taxes, the disability rolls, the Social Security rolls. Do you understand how much of a money drain this is? I.e. Cloward and Piven, which I am convinced this president has tried to follow to a T. You know, overburden the system with financial mandates until it collapses, and from the rubble build the new utopia. If you think the Democratic Party, folks, heard you or cares about you, look at what Harry Reid has suggested just in the past few days as to who he wants as his second in command in the Senate minority leadership. Elizabeth Warren. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Elizabeth Warren, she's a senator from a back east state. And Elizabeth Warren, number one, like all progressive, lies. She even lied about her Indian heritage. She actually got money from you and I to attend school because she lied about her Indian heritage. And she is left. She is at least as left as Eric Holder, Barack Obama, and Valerie Jarrett, and Michelle Obama, if not more so. She would gladly admit that she likes communism. So, you think the Democratic Party heard you? You think there is a Democratic Party anymore? No, it's a Progressive Party. And I think that's the proof of the pudding. Right there. They're not appointing the whip position. They're not appointing somebody to the whip position who's a moderate like Joe Manchin, one of the last Blue Dog Democrats. Oh, no. They're going left, left, left. Couldn't get any more left. They might as well nominate Lenin for the position, or Mao, both of whom, by the way, are admitted heroes of hers. And did you hear, as my last little point, while all this stuff is going on, all this diversionary stuff, and everybody's talking about how this president's going to get along with a new Congress on the low-hanging fruit, you hear about what's happening with Russia? They have now instituted fully armed nuclear bomber patrols. Last week, they tried out a new counter-technical warfare deal, and an SU bomber flew over a state-of-the-art Class 4 American-guided missile cruiser. One flight disabled the ship. Its new Aegis sophisticated yada-yada-yada-yada missile defense system was completely incapacitated. Its launch system for its cruise missiles, 96 cruise missiles, which can also carry nuclear warheads, was completely decapitated. And then the bomber made 12 practice missile attack runs. It was unarmed. 12 practice missile attack runs on the ship. Take a look under the military portion and the international portion of today's articles. How come that hasn't been in the mainstream media? Did you know that all the NATO ships are now being outfitted with the same electronic systems, which obviously the Russians can incapacitate with one plane and one flyover? In the meantime, Russia is massing more troops on the Ukraine while saying it's not. In the meantime, Barry still has not sent one shipment of ammunition or arms to the Ukraine people, just as he's barely sent anything to the Kurds. And did you hear about Al-Qaeda and ISIS have now had a big confab, kind of their G20 in the Middle East, and agreed to join forces against the infidel rather than fighting themselves, and against the Kurds, and against the so-called Free Syrian Army, which supposedly we're going to train and equip a year from now. Keep your eyes on the balls which are not in the press, folks. There's lots going on behind the scenes. We're going to talk more about that next week. In the meantime, go to the political section. Some very interesting articles on Landrieu. And you know what? throw $10, $20, $30 toward Cassidy's campaign. He's a good man. He's proven his conservative colors in the House. Let's get him in the Senate and get rid of her. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Till next Saturday, have a happy, have a healthy.